The atmosphere inside U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday will be full of excitement. A Vikings team returning home for the first time since October 9th and needing a victory. But it will also mark a big game during an important month in the NFL.
To see that the recognition that the American people do give these men and women, you're walking through airports and people are, you know, giving a standing ovation. They make a lot of sacrifices, and for people to realize that and to recognize that and to give them that admiration and respect, I think it's a great, great thing. I think the NFL does a great job of bringing those stories to light so our public knows about them and they get the recognition that they deserve.
There will be 66,000 cheering on the Vikings for the Salute to Service game against the Lions, a day very meaningful for Vikings special teams coach Mike Prefer and also many of those in attendance. But the game will be extra special for a lifelong Vikings fan.
He's a Vikings season ticket holder since 1961, till just a few years ago. He's 92 years old, just a great guy, really humble and just loving dad, the best dad ever.
Those who served in World War II are a special group. Those veterans fought in some of the hardest battles during a difficult time for this country. A war that saw courageous soldiers head into battle for years, knowing that many of them would not make it home alive.
He served with the Marine Raiders, which was kind of a special group of special, highly trained soldiers, which probably would be the equivalent today of the Navy SEALs, maybe. He fought in the battles on Guam and Okinawa. And Okinawa was the largest land, air, sea battle the entire war.
One of those soldiers who went to defend our country and did make it home is Mel Hecht, a Midwest kid who served on the front lines for many key moments in World War II.
He went through some tough times with the Depression and the war, and I think most of those men who served in combat, there's a bond there, and I just think they don't look at themselves as heroes because they just feel they were lucky that they survived, and the real heroes are the men who made the ultimate sacrifice and didn't come home.
After serving his country with pride, bravery, and dignity, Hecht returned to the United States and to the state of Minnesota. 15 years later, he started a passion that has been with him ever since.
My dad was a season ticket holder since 1961. During that time, I bet he didn't miss more than five games. He was just there every week, and if it was an away game, he was on the couch. And as a family, that was a huge bonding thing for our family. We're all huge Viking fans, and it's all in our blood.
The Vikings and the game of football have been bringing the Hecht family together ever since the expansion team came to Minnesota in 1961. A lifelong season ticket holder, Sunday will be the pinnacle for Mel Hecht. The 92-year-old will be able to cheer on his beloved purple while being honored for his years serving his country as a true hero.
I think that all those guys deserve more than they got coming home. They're all just legendary heroes. And I think this Sunday is just a tremendous honor for him. It's going to mean so much to him. Words can't describe how excited he is about this. And just to see this happen for him makes me so happy. I can't even tell you.